Hello. There is a game we're going to talk about today, a game that a lot of people are playing around the world in different locations. It's a game kids can play or adults can play. It's a game, it's gotten so big, there's tournaments and brackets and upset winners and losers and all sorts of fun stuff. People get really excited about this game. They might have even talked about it here at church today. That game is rock, paper, scissors. You guys know how to play? You do? Okay. Well, let's demonstrate for kids that might not know how to play. We're going to hit our knee three times, and then the fourth time, you make a rock, or you make a paper, or you make a scissors. Okay? One, two, three, go. Try it again. One, two, three, go. All right. So let's play. You guys keep track of who's going to win, who's going to lose. You know how you win if a paper covers the rock, right? A rock smashes your scissors, and scissors cut the paper. All right, that's how you decide who wins. You want to play? I'll play against you all. All right, ready? One, two, three, go. All right, so people with rocks won, people with scissors tied, and people with paper, you lose. All right, let's play again. One, two, three, go. Oh, scissors are going to cut my paper. Oh, no, and I cut your rock. Got me. All right, one last time. One, two, three, go. Oh, I'm going to smash your scissors. All right. Smash all your scissors. You guys like scissors, huh? That's pretty cool. All right. Well, the great thing about rock, paper, scissors, any one of them, the rock, paper, scissors, can be a winner. So I brought a paper today. And I have a real scissors. Hold on to that. And I brought a rock with me. All right. So if you're going to write a letter, a rock or scissors wouldn't be very good, would they? What would be really good to write a letter? Paper. And if you wanted to cut a piece of paper, a rock or another piece of paper wouldn't do any good. The scissors, right? That would be the right tool. If you were really thirsty and needed a drink of water, a piece of paper and scissors, they wouldn't be much help. But a rock might be exactly what you need. How's that? Well, were you listening to the Bible stories? Some of you are looking at me like I'm crazy, but that's what happened. Moses was the leader of the people of Israel. He was leading them from Egypt to a land God would give to them. They were wandering through the desert, and people were really thirsty. They began to grumble and complain to Moses. "We're dying," they said. "Our children are dying. Our cattle are dying. Why did you let us leave Egypt just to have us die of thirst in the desert?" Well, Moses went to his tent, and he thought, "Boy, I don't know where to get water in the desert." But he knew to go to God. "What should I do?" Moses prayed. "There's no water in the desert. People are thirsty, and they are getting very angry." Well, God answered Moses and said to him, "Take your shepherd's staff and walk ahead of the people. I will meet you by the rock at Mount Sinai. When you come to the rock, strike it with your staff, and water will flow from the rock. The people will have plenty of water to drink." Moses did exactly what God told him to do, and guess what happened? He got water from a rock. And all the people weren't thirsty anymore. So what should you and I do when we face a really difficult situation that we don't know what to do? We should ask God for his help and then trust in him. Sometimes we may not understand the way God is leading, but we just have to trust him. After all, who would have thought you could get water from a rock? Pray with me. Dear Father, when we face impossible situations, help us to remember that we serve a God who wants to help us and who can do anything. Amen.